This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, major parenting magazines like Baby and Family are coming out saying, and I was just reading it, if you see blonde-haired, blue-eyed families, or you see blonde-haired, blue-eyed women with kids, and they're being nice and cheerful, you need to get in their face and let them know you don't appreciate their racism. It actually says that. Now, this is Nazi level, but reversed. Total mental illness. But it's weaponized by the establishment. We just joined us. Major colleges are banning gorillas from jungle-themed parties and scenes because they're bad, too, because they, quote, look masculine. Okay, so it's an attack on language, an attack on reality. Speaking of that video, liberals signed petition to jail Donald Trump. But first, since they're saying the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, you know, women are so evil, I've changed it, you see. See, you know, the folks who don't have blonde-haired, blue eyes, they're saints. They're angels. You know, they've got... you know, wings on their backs. But let me tell you, not these people. Not these neighbors. You better watch out for them. I mean, this, it's only going to get worse, folks. What, you think white people are the only ones that can be racist? This is a social control system. They are impregnating, implanting the quote, minorities they can get to in public schools to be total racist mental patients. I mean, this is mega insane, folks. And this will also then cause whites, many of them, to revert to tribalism, which is what they call racism. And then we're all controlled. Let's go to part of Mark Dice's report where liberals sign petition to jail Donald Trump for hate crimes. That's what they say here. This is part of hate crime, being polite and being blonde-haired and blue-eyed. Go after them. Let them know you're not putting up with them. If I'm not, if you're wearing a Donald Trump hat, go after you. No, you got blonde hair, I'm going after you. And it's weird. I used to have blonde hair. It's as I got older, it turned brown. Which is fine. I kind of like my brown. I think it's more masculine. But the point is that it's almost like Titian. It's like brown, reddish, blonde, as they call it, Titian. But, I mean, you know, give me a break, man. Oh, my gosh. I've actually many times had black people in Dallas, but also in Austin, walk by me. Usually I'm at an outdoor cafe or something and go, hey, blue-eyed devil. You'll be sitting there going, yeah, I got blue eyes. Big deal. You know, they're for light gathering. But the whole, I know, that's the devil seeing the dark. Well, whatever. I guess it is true that on average, blue eyes and green eyes do have better light gathering. But that's what happens when you're from the North Pole, bro. But the point is that, you know, a fox with blue eyes from the North Pole isn't evil just because a fox from, say, you know, the equator has brown eyes or hazel eyes. It's just total mental illness, folks. Let's go ahead and play the Mark Dice clip.
Can you help us indict Donald Trump on hate crimes charges?
I hate that man.
We are petitioning Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, to imprison him for 10 years for hate speech.
I don't think that's going to work.
Well, that'll silence him. But don't you agree that anything that we can do by any means necessary to silence him?
You're right.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We'll get him in jail here soon enough. One more signature for you.
I don't know if we're going to get him in jail, but we're going to...
Attorney General Loretta Lynch will indict him for hate crimes charges, she said, if we can get the 100,000 signatures.
You know what, pause. We're going to come back to this after the break. That slob woman doesn't even sound like she's drunk. She sounds like she's on tranquilizers. And I notice when you talk to leftists more and more, they're like, even when they're not drunk or it's in the morning at a coffee shop and you hear them talking, they're like, yeah. And they're so into being lazy and watching TV all day that they're not even alive anymore. And the major studies show you get basically early onset of Alzheimer's type disorders, wide spectrum brain disintegration, when you watch more than 5-6 hours of TV a day, when you don't get exercise, and when you just kind of waddle around, that's what you end up being. And just like, I'm going to back this up at the beginning when we come back, because you listen to her, she's like, I want to hurt him. Because the woman is in a trance. You ever seen somebody sleepwalking? I have. And they'll kind of talk to them, where am I? What are you doing? My son occasionally sleepwalks. And he'll walk in the room. It's like 11 at night. You're watching TV or whatever, reading a book. He's like, Dad, I got to go to school. Where am I? He speaks completely clear. Folks have seen him on TV, super smart, when he's not sleepwalking. But a few times he's sleepwalking, he kind of says, yeah, where? That These people are not in a conscious state. They've got studies. They are in a dream state, wandering around like zombies.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, if Donald Trump surges in every major swing state, the establishment is panicking. Big time. Big time. And Hillary has now given up Ohio. We're going to go over all that and more. Go to your phone calls. So much today. But I was just getting into a Mark Dice video where, again, we're not cherry-picking folks in San Diego and Los Angeles there on the coastline. That's where Mark Dice, Infowars.com contributor from MarkDice.com, that's where he goes and interviews people. And he will put the people in, whether they say things that are stupid or whether they say things that are informed. To illustrate the fact that this is what the education system and the mainstream media have done in this country. And if you listen to these people, they're so authoritarian, they're so totalitarian, they're so brutal. They're like, I don't just want Donald Trump in prison. I want him dead. I want that effort gone. And it's these soft, stupid people. I don't care if they're white or black. They can hardly talk. And there's this new type of creature I see in downtown Austin. And I don't care if somebody, what their sexual preference is. I don't hate anybody. But the point is they try to force whatever their weird, liberal, trendy culture is on you, and it's just super uncool. And I go in these restaurants now that I've gone in for years, and it's like everybody's upset. They're not happy. You can't tell if it's a man, a woman. It's like the cool thing is for a woman to get as fat as possible and then have facial hair. I don't know what these creatures are. I don't know what's happening, okay? But things are falling apart. And look, it's one thing if you go in a restaurant and there's one of these creatures, but it's like all these creatures are taking over, and they hate you. They hate your kids. They hate your family. They hate your good-looking wife. They hate prosperity. They love evil. They're very stupid. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's like they can be black, white, or Hispanic. They all look the same. It's weird. I mean, it's like, I'm not against lesbians, but what's up with the mullet never going out of style? I mean, why do they all look like Rachel Maddow? But now there's a new creature. And I'm just saying, what's going on here? I mean, what's in the water? What's in the food? And then why do these people want to kill us? Why do they lie so much? And again, these are victims of the system who bought into it. It didn't fulfill them. And now they think everything else that doesn't comply with their worldview is the reason they're not in Valhalla. And again, I'm just singling out that weird phenomenon because Buckley and I were talking about it just the other day. You know, you got the sports heads phenomenon of the wannabe tough guys will start fights with you for no reason in a parking lot, but won't stand up for their country. You know, what's up with that? I mean, look, there's a lot to criticize myself about as well. None of us are perfect. I'm just saying, I don't like gangs of people, people that get into gang mentality, people that get into weird little subcultures. And that's what the globalists are setting up, is a system of a bunch of divided and conquered fools. And there's hundreds of these videos, and we've done these too and gotten similar results where, and we're going to put gun owners in forced labor camps. Please sign here. Oh, absolutely. I'm so sick of these gun owners. I want to put them in prison. They just have this lust that they could be fulfilled if the state would just go out and take over. Mob mentality. The brain suppresses personal moral code when it gets into groups. Absolutely. That's why Hitler would have nighttime rallies with fire, while they have sports events at night. And all of this is being manipulated, and all I'm asking people to be aware of is the fact that this is ongoing. You can make whatever decision you want, but there is social engineering going on. I did read 20 years ago in scientific publications that they were planning nobody being allowed to drive your own cars in the future, what job you have being controlled, how many kids you have being controlled, as a means to an end to phase us out. And now I've got a stack of articles from the New York Times to the Daily Mail saying, you will not be in your car soon. The feds have decided. And globally, federal governments have decided. I mean, our lives are all being decided for us is what I'm saying. And they admit they're deciding them for us. And then I say, look, here they are admitting they're deciding our world for us and having secret agreements. You know, they've been saying Hillary Clinton needs to talk about what she stands for. That no one really knows what she stands for. And then Tim Kaine, her VP, came out and said, well, she stands for treating people good and not just thinking about herself. That's the opposite. Hillary Clinton, and I've interviewed two different Secret Service agents that worked for her. I've interviewed an FBI agent that worked with her. I've interviewed state police from the day that the Clintons were known running for office in Arkansas. The Clintons, especially Hillary, do not give you a tip. If you look them in the eyes, they will still tell you, how dare you look at me in the eyes if they're in the camera around. They are the most empty, horrible, selfish, demonic people you could ever imagine. What's known about Trump going back 30 years? Ridiculously huge tips. Now, if you give them bad service, the manager's going to be called over and be chewed out. Hiring minorities and women unlike anybody ever has and promoting them off of who gets the job done and loyalty. Genuine, real, hardworking, compassionate, caring, but tough. You attack Donald Trump, he's going to attack you right back. That's a male attribute, to be loving and good unless you have to defend your family. But my point is, Hillary is a monster. What does she stand for? Foreign secret trade deals, narcotics trafficking, evil wars, funding radical Islam, lecturing everyone on what words you can use, being so arrogant she knows she's got serious health issues and she's still trying to be president, even though it's killing her. Let's go to Mark Dice, liberal side petition to jail Donald Trump. Listen to the sycophantic evil in these people's voices.
Can you help us indict Donald Trump on hate crimes charges?
F***ing hate that man.
We are petitioning Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, to imprison him for 10 years for hate speech.
That's going to work.
Well, that'll silence him. But don't you agree that anything that we can do by any means necessary to silence him?
You're right.
Thank you so much. We'll get him in jail here soon enough. One more signature for you.
I don't know if we're going to get him in jail, but we're going to...
Attorney General Loretta Lynch will indict him for hate crimes charges, she said, if we can get the 100,000 signatures. So
I'm going to Google it.
It'll be 10 years in prison for hate speech for Donald Trump.
She's actually said that. She wants to arrest people for speech.
Does this guy think he has a First Amendment or what? In today's New World Order, you really think we're going to be tolerating people?
Those aren't men. Look at them.
People like Hillary? I don't think so. For petitioning the...
And by the way, the point about these creatures that are asexual, that run all the restaurants,
charges, but we still need a few more...
They only hire their own, is my point, too.
A reasonable...
That's what I mean, they're discriminatory.
Indictment proposal to her. Just print birthday signature. You don't even have to be a registered voter. Just help us support getting rid of him, would you?
You need date of birth?
Yes. Print birthday signature. We're going to be... turning this petition over to Attorney General Loretta Lynch to propose that Donald Trump be indicted on hate crimes charges and imprisoned for at least 10 years. Just a birth date there, please. Anything we can do to get rid of him, wouldn't you agree?
It's not good.
And I don't know who he thinks he is, if he thinks he has a First Amendment right to say those things, but we're going to put an end to that real quick.
Well... Yeah, I don't know what to do.
By the way, Mark's about 6'5". That guy must be like 7 feet tall.
America. We figure at this point in time, radical times call for radical measures.
Oh, okay. I was supposed to print my name there?
Yeah, print there, birthday there, signature there. You know, extreme times call for extreme measures. And if imprisoning Donald Trump for hate crimes is what it's going to take to silence him, we're gonna have to do that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
How many people do you need?
It's 100,000 signatures per district, and then Attorney General Loretta Lynch will indict him for the hate crimes.
One guy hears it and walks by and says, that's messed up.
Yeah, under Obama, she can direct the Justice Department to do that. England's been doing that for a long time now.
We're messed up.
We're going to try to bring that to America.
We are messed up.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. High five, yay. Yeah, let's arrest Trump, yeah.
Trying to jail Donald Trump on hate speech charges.
Oh yeah. Let's jail Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
To jail him?
Yeah, obviously.
Have you heard this song called?
Yeah.
What's today?
It's not like, that's birth date right there, yeah. It's not like this guy has a First Amendment right to be saying the things that he's saying. Signature?
You can say anything. No.
Signature there? Well, we're Attorney General Lynch is going to help put an end to that, so.
Well, that's not good.
Thank you very much.
Start taking away other First Amendment rights.
Well,
freedom of speech, man.
That's the New World Order.
That's right.
We support imprisoning Donald Trump for hate speech to help ensure that Hillary or the Democrats get in.
So two people he talks to don't like it.
Signature. I don't know what Donald Trump thinks he has, like a First Amendment or something, to be, you know, talking mean things. First date there to throw Donald Trump in prison for hate speech. Appreciate you supporting that. Anything we can to get rid of him, wouldn't you agree? Thank you so much. And if we can get 100,000 signatures to the district attorney, then Loretta Lynch said that she will indict him for hate speech and get rid of him. Thank you so much. It's about time we stop people like him, wouldn't you agree? At any cost, any means necessary.
You didn't realize.
Thank you so much.
That if they start arresting us, and when the Democrats are already talking about this, that those people will be happy. They could be executing us on TV, and most folks would watch it and get off on it as our legs twitch and jump, and as we piss and crap our pants being hung by the neck. I'm telling you, they love it.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live.
Run on.
Broadcasting worldwide.
Sooner or later, you gotta.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to open the phones up in the next segment on the debate tonight. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think Trump should do? How will the media try to spin things if Trump comes out and basically goes after Hillary for all of her crimes? They're going to demonize that like he's picking on a woman. But wait a minute. That's using chivalry. Women didn't used to be in combat, generally, or in executive roles like this because people wouldn't stand for a woman being called names, being attacked. But now she's in this world, so she's fair game. Plus, she's not your little old average grandma. She's a war criminal. She's a horrible person. I think Trump should point out, hey, normally I'm very, very nice to ladies. But quite frankly, I don't consider you to be one because of your record. And she can't stop him for 15 minutes. And I just run through Libya and Syria and the cattle futures and the corruption and the Benghazi stand down and just crime and lying about the servers and everything else. And so I'd say stop hiding behind the fact that you're a woman. Stop using that, just like we know about these women that are con artists, and then use that to basically carry out their crime. She needs to go ahead and take her, quote, strength and make it her weakness. But, you know, that's probably not even the best attack. I think it would work. I think he should go after her because the truth is such a big palette. There's so many, you know, areas to go into here with coming out and saying, who is Hillary Clinton? You've act like the fact that I built hotels and golf courses and businesses and have done all this is a bad thing. You've been in Washington for 20-something years. You've been in politics for 40-something years. And you are the architects of the end of Glass-Steagall and the banking collapse. You are the architect of the dollar devaluation. You are the architect of so much of what we're under right now. And then you sit here and you say that we need you for the change. No, it's time to do something different. You're on the payroll of the Communist Chinese. You admittedly, it's come out in the WikiLeaks documents, get millions of dollars basically from the Chinese government. You should be indicted. You're a criminal. You're a spy. And you know what? The Rosenbergs, one of them was a woman, and they still went to the electric chair. See? That's how you lay it out. You say, listen, I don't like seeing women get thrown in prison. But quite frankly, it doesn't matter. A lot of women end up getting the death penalty, Hillary. And for the crimes you've committed and the treason you've been involved in, you need to be indicted for treason. And that's what I'd tell her. It will destroy her and the mainstream media on the spot. I would quadruple and then quadruple and then quadruple and then quadruple down again with just absolute devastation on her. Because it's the truth. I would let her have it with everything and say, Hillary, I'd like to let up on you because you're so ill, but you lied to the American people about it, so we're going to talk about it. I'd love to let up on you, Hillary, but you didn't let up on the millions of taxpayers that under your rules and the rules that your system put in have persecuted and taken little old ladies' houses across this nation and taken little old ladies' bank accounts who'd committed no crimes. Here's the New York Times, a lady who for 40 years ran her five-table Mexican food restaurant that just had four or five little stools up front. No more than 10 people could eat there. And the IRS took everything out of her bank account, her $35,000 of savings, under some IRS rule the Democrats approved. You're the bully of old ladies. I mean, I would just come after her on every front for the portion of the debate that Trump will be in control of. And reportedly going for big 15-minute chunks, but on different subjects. And they're going to have zinger questions. They're going to come after Trump with Aleppo questions. I said this before Gary Johnson stuck his foot in his mouth. I said they're going to have zinger military questions that they'll blow up and make a big deal out of if Trump doesn't know. If they say something like, well, in fact, I remember Ian saying something like Aleppo, like, what do you think of the city of Aleppo? What should be done there? And then if Trump doesn't know it's the main battleground Leningrad of this war, then they're like, oh my gosh, you didn't know that. But that's a no-brainer question to ask. What's another one? President Obama's red line. What would you do with red lines? And then if Trump doesn't know what the red line was, 3 years ago was Syria, then the one-year anniversary of the nerve gas attack. If he doesn't know that, then didn't know that. As if any president would really know that. It's the generals and people that you have the track record that you then get advised by. Of course, presidents should know that. Presidents until recent times would know that, but now they're too busy playing golf constantly. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're less than 8 hours out from the historic debate. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Don't miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th. Targeted. Exposing the gun control agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to targetedthemovie.com. That's targetedthemovie.com. TARGETED. TheMovie.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Your phone calls are coming up here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us. Anything debate, anything election 2016, 800-259-9231. What will their October surprise be? A big war with Russia, with Syria? We have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the orders he's been given to create a no-fly zone will cause a war with Russia. And so he's seeking authorization from Congress to follow that order and have war with Russia. We played that clip the last 2 days in a row. It's not on U.S. media because our media is so incredibly controlled. The Washington Post has come out with a headline, Dear Readers, or Dear Victims, please stop calling us the media. There's no such thing. Incredibly arrogant story. If you heard that, you're welcome to chime in on it. Parenting magazine, one of the biggest in the world, officially comes out and says in Baby and Family that if you see blonde-haired, blue-eyed people that are outgoing and nice and friendly, you need to confront them if they're, quote, inconspicuous and cheerful and say, I will not stand for your Nazism, for your xenophobia, and to rebuke them. Meanwhile, major university has come out and said that banned gorillas because they learned that they were doing a gorilla mural, a jungle mural, and they were told you will not do that because gorillas look like men and men are bad, and seeing a man who is muscular might trigger a woman. KU bars gorillas from jungle theme decoration. You cannot make this stuff up. And it continues. Police officer cakes are banned because anything police is seen as racist by Walmart. They then apologize. It goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, police killed five white people the same day as Keith Scott. And I you know what? I'm not going to play this clip again because we played it twice yesterday, but you can clearly see that the black police officer, after he's shot Scott, pulls out three gloves that are in his pouch because someone's been shot, and one of the gloves falls on the ground, and it's a glove. You can see the cop, other cop, kick the gun away that was in Scott's hand. It's on video. The guy had a criminal record. He was on medication. The cops are screaming over and over again, drop the gun, drop the gun. But I kept thinking, why does Black Lives Matter not pick the case of the innocent black man shot by the female cop in Tulsa? Well, because when it's open and shut, the cop gets indicted. She's been indicted for manslaughter. They want to pick something that can be a big fight for a year and keep the rioting and the BS going. That's why Black Lives Matter and Soros always pick some case where there's, you know, 30 witnesses that the black guy charges and attacks, you know, the white cop, or the black cop shoots the black guy who's, you know, waving a gun around. Does that mean you don't run into bad cops? Absolutely. The point is that this is artificial. This is in Hillary's own emails and Soros' own emails to create massive division. And continuing, Washington Post, New York Times lead trend of emphasizing race of white officer, burying race of black officer. Fox News went further, and it wasn't just a typo, it was in a bunch of articles, saying that a white officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, shot Scott. I mean, this is getting crazy, folks. This is getting absolutely nuts. And then we have the MSNBC clip where they go, look, it looks like the cops planted a gun. And it's after they've shot him, and you see the glove fall on the ground. So it's getting absolutely crazy at this point. Let's go ahead and play a clip here of the vice presidential candidate coming out and talking about Hillary is somebody that will not be a me-first type of person when that's exactly who Hillary is.
What can you tell voters other than trust us that Hillary Clinton's going to do to increase transparency and openness were she to become president?
Well, here's what I say. Hillary has a long track record of service in public life, and you can look at that. I tell the story about her being First Lady of the United States when the effort to get health care done failed, and that was a tough, tough bit lost, but then it tested her as a leader, and she worked together with Democrats and Republicans to get health insurance for 8 million low-income American children in the CHIP program. The measure of character in somebody in public life, I think, is whether they have a passion for somebody other than themselves and whether they keep after that passion, whether they're winning or losing. Hillary has demonstrated that again and again, and I think that's a sharp contrast to a Donald Trump whose only recognized passion in his life has been for himself. No great president of this country has been primarily a me first person.
Okay.
The great presidents are people who watch out for others, and that's who Hillary Clinton has been, that's who she is, and that's who she'll be.
Donald Trump made his money by creating jobs and building buildings and creating industry, and Donald Trump is known to give massive amounts of charity. Hillary Clinton is a pig-like creature that gave 5.7% of the charity money she raised for Haitians and others to the Haitians. Now, the only person worse is Bono, who only gives 1.8%. I mean, imagine you put on a concert, you raise hundreds of millions of dollars globally, and then you keep 98% of it. I mean, these people are monsters, but the left media covers for them. So I want to do a video with clips of Kane there, a special report. Maybe I'll shoot it after the show today and have it for the debate coverage tonight, where we've got Kane saying that and then showing how the Clintons don't give tips, that's on record, and don't give the money they get from charity to people. This is monstrous. And then they want kids in No Child Left Behind and all this, you know, elementary school, you know, pre-elementary stuff, so the state raises your kids. I mean, this is so sick. But what did Charlie Rose, even the globalist, is leading the sinking ship? He said, how can Clinton win trust with one debate after failing to do it in a lifetime? She's a wooden, robotic person that looks like she's wearing a plastic Joker mask. She looks like a Halloween costume. And I don't mean that because of her, quote, looks. She's not a bad-looking woman. It's that whatever animates her is so Joker-like, she's scary-looking. I mean, I can't even do the faces she makes. It's weird. You all know what I'm talking about. And tonight she's going to face Donald Trump. I don't know how she's going to do it. Maybe if they pulled her off the campaign trail for a full week, you know, she's going to have the stamina and the strength. But she was tottering when she went down the stairs this morning in New York. Stories on InfoWars.com. It's on Drudge. Hillary's instantaneous health morph, unanticipated pool reporter, surprises Secretary Clinton. And then she suddenly, oh, I'm doing great, after she kind of toddles down the stairs. But the bigger question is, sick Hillary wears heavy winter coat on warm afternoon. That's another question. Now, after I take some phone calls, we've got a whole stack of news on the polls here. Over in Ohio, Clinton campaign pulling plug on Battleground State, and our own Millie Weaver went undercover in Cleveland into their main Democrat facility. And it's an interesting interview. It's on InfoWars.com. It's long, but she's in there undercover talking to the head campaign people, and they go, yeah, most Democrats we run into actually support Trump. It's really hard to find anybody that likes her. It's incredible. And Millie's report is important, but I think we should cut it down and reissue it with the headline, Democrats, you know, undercover tape, Democrats panic, say they can't find any Hillary supporters. And that's what we've been finding. She can't get crowds. She has to go to other people's crowds. Most people were going to vote for Sanders, but she still stole it. And I've noticed that Fox News continues to have the worst polls against Trump to show how they're good liberals now since they've had the coup over at Fox. Oh, there's still Fox and Friends. There's still Hannity. There's still a little bit of old Fox there, which wasn't perfect, but my God, it was better than it is now. You tune in now, it is lip-licking hatred. I mean, it is drooling anticipation, salivation to go after Trump. And every time we hear Trump's behind in polls, this morning, Trump's behind in polls. Even the twisted polls have him 3 points ahead. He's 10 points ahead. He's 15 points ahead. That's what internal polling shows. But quite frankly, the Trump people don't want folks to be too satisfied and go to sleep because they know they're facing fraud, dead people voting in Colorado, all over the country it's coming out where Hillary's behind. And so he knows he needs a tsunami, a really big win for them not to be able to steal it, because believe me, they're doing it. They're bringing in the globalists. They're bringing in the UN. They're bringing in the EU to oversee elections when they said there's no such thing as election fraud. Remember that? But we forced the issue. So that's all coming up. Trump, Clinton deadlocked in Bloomberg poll before key debate. Bloomberg, admittedly, in many other polls, samples 5% more Democrats than Republicans. And then when they call it independent samples, those are mainly Democrats. So they do the same thing that Reuters got caught doing. And by the way, Reuters had to back off that because there was such a backlash. See, they'll try anything. Oh, actually, the popular vote doesn't count in the primary. Oh, yeah, we're not putting up with it. Okay, it does count. Oh, actually, we're going to sample 15 points more in Reuters polls of Democrats. Well, that's total fraud. You're discredited. Okay, we're going to stop that now. And they just do other more sneaky stuff, like, the independent sample from experts I've been talking to. That's where they're doing the cheating now. This is how they operate. So, yes, Trump has the ace card of populism, rising nationalism, Americanism versus globalism. That's what this debate is all about tonight. Edge of your seat, ladies and gentlemen. But as I prepare to go to your calls, please remember, you are the front lines of the info war. That means you are the blood. You are the guts. You are the sinew. You are the muscle. You are the bone. You are the brains. You are the eyes. You are the nose. You are the ears. You are the feet on the ground. You are the Minutemen and women, no matter what color you are. The greatest coup they've had was Ron Paul started a populist movement, InfoWars listeners did, 10 years ago when he was first running for president again, and then 8 years ago. And it was called the Tea Party. And we would throw the 9/11 Commission report in the water here in Austin and in Boston, you name it, and not say that Bush blew it up, but say the Saudis were involved, our government stood down. And we would say, we hate the Republicans, we hate the Democrats, we're anti-war, but we're not liberals, and we're building a movement to take America back. That thing gained, had like 20,000 to 30,000 people showing up at events. The Republicans were getting attacked 8 years ago, right after Obama got elected by the Tea Party, so were Democrats, and they came in and tried to take it over as the populist movement. They were somewhat successful. They thought they were. But instead, that was the libertarian movement and the patriot movement taking over a beachhead in the Republican Party. And you're seeing a gigantic manifestation of that right now called Donald J. Trump. So win, lose, or draw, we win by being engaged. Now we've got to go next level. Infowars.com articles, Infowars.com videos, Infowars.com news feeds and articles. Send them to everybody you know on a daily basis. Tell people about it at the grocery store. Say, hey, are you going to watch the debate tonight? There's going to be really interesting inside scoops broadcast before and after the debate. Have you heard of InfoWars? Yeah, I've heard of that. Well, find out why it's so controversial. There's a free feed at Infowars.com/show. Find out why the establishment hates it so much. If Hillary calls this guy a dark-hearted SOB, you might want to find out why this wicked witch hates this guy so much, because I got her number. I'm on her six. And our information is already way out ahead of her. We're ahead of her and behind her and at all sides of her, and we're not going away. She says they're losing the info war. Who do you think you're talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Who thought to even call it an info war? Because I went and read their own psychological manuals that were declassified, how they were going to run an info war on us. And I said, let's run an info war on them. But instead of firing lies, let's fire truth. Let me tell you, that weapon's a lot more devastating. You just have to be committed and not care what happens to you. But in the end, it's big. Sarah, Stephen, Alan, Chris, Corey, we're going to your calls here in just a moment. Stay with us. But the link to send out, folks, is Infowars.com/show. I cannot stress enough that with all the censorship coming into the web, censorship on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, those are the places they're going to try to knock us off first. We have to build up our own platforms. I have to get millions of people to tune into our own video streams, run some ads on there, and war game whether or not I can pay for the bandwidth. I mean, this is all testing to see next level if we can supplant the mainstream media, which we're already done. They already know that. But we want to truly dominate them by numbers of, you know, 10 times. We want to go to that next level that no one else has achieved but, say, a Matt Drudge, who has more traffic than the Facebook and New York Times when it comes to news combined. We need video. We need audio. We need a news organization that is at that same level. And that's what we're trying to build here and trying to do. Because I want to defeat the New World Order. And because we've had pure hearts and been wanting to do it for the right reason, we've had great success. Corey's come in, because I asked this question this morning and I looked it up, and says, new WikiLeaks, yeah, where are they? Or have they come out yet? We'll talk to Corey in a moment. Crew, keep searching. I mean, he kept saying, before the first debate. Then he said, within a week. That was 3 weeks ago. So I asked Julian Assange, where is it? Well, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of threats, I know. I know the court has upheld going after him here in the U.S. and also in Europe. So who knows what's happening? But, you know, Assange, you've been a hero so far, but release the data. Release the information. That's all coming up. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and go directly to Sarah, Corey, Chris, Alan, Stephen, and many others. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, it's your chance to call in 800-259-9231. We're running the Americanism versus Globalism special for only 48 hours. It's free shipping across InfoWarsStore.com on top of specials from last week. We are extending 48 hours, and that's it. We're going to end tomorrow. So I guess not really 48 hours, but into the showtime tomorrow. 20% off Supermel Vitality, 20% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, and more at InfoWarsLive.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new, drum roll please, what we believe is the ultimate probiotic. And they sell stuff somewhat similar to this, probiotics in the cold case, in places like Whole Foods for $100. Ours is $68, ladies and gentlemen. We have it saved in a big cold room here. We ship it with a cold pack to you. 60 capsules, Biome Defense, 50 billion live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains, which are known to support digestion and intestinal function. We could have easily come out with one of these, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I launched InfoWars Life, but we could never come out with the ultimate. This is the game-changing, cutting-edge, top-of-the-line, over-the-top, absolute hydrogen bomb of super high-quality biome defense to knock out the bad bacteria, the bad flora. And the best part is it also supports the transmission, so it's a win, 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 win. All points of the compass win. Symbiotic win in every sense of the term.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad
man. Now I know why it seemed like all the pens were leaking and not just that particular brand, which I'm sure is a great pen. Earlier last hour when I thought a pen blew up in my face, and I thought one blew up last week, a pen had blown up at the bottom of my Alamo cup that I bought at the Alamo. I shall never surrender or retreat. Victory or death. William Barrett Travis. And there was a blown pen at the bottom. That's why all the pens were suddenly leaking. So I guess the precise V5RT is not bad, unless it was one of those that actually blew up. A little side issue. I don't know why I'm getting off into that, but it's important information. Should I tell you about Colonel Travis a little bit? No, I think I'll just leave all that alone. I could write a book sometime, though. All the family lore and stuff, but it sounds like bragging, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stop right there. Let's just, I told us about the stuff going back to England and the Welsh and all that. Oh, my gosh. But everybody's got great family histories, I know. That's why the globalists want us to forget our histories and forget where we came from, because they are putting us into a future that is built on treachery. They don't want you to know what your ancestors did, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Corey, Sarah, Stephen, Alan, and Chris right now. What do you think is going to happen with the debate tonight? Sarah from Florida, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I guess I should start off with the fact that my daughter and I, we marched for Bernie at the DNC. And basically, we're really scared about this election. We're really scared about our choices. And one of the things that I personally have, you know, developed as an opinion, I really think that these candidates are the same. They just have a different way of putting things. It's gotten to the point of where I don't trust our government or our media anymore. It has scared the hell out of me. My oldest daughter went to the DNC, was the youngest one marching on her own. She's the one that wanted to go. She's published in Rolling Stone magazine, and many other media outlets that interviewed her were blown away by how much she knew on her own as a 14-year-old. And this was from all different parties, because we are actually truly independent. We both like Republicans.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you make of the fact that even Stanford University did a study, their professors, and they had computers, he wasn't just robbed by the superdelegates. He won 11 states they took. He was, by a huge margin, the real nominee. I mean, how could you not vote for Trump? Because you're saying that they're all the same. Trump is against NAFTA and GATT, and China has all these unfair internal tariffs on their currency and on their federal taxes and on their corporate taxes, where we can't compete.
And again, like, I am independent and I'm against Trump. I'm not against.
What I'm saying is they're not the same. Listen, China has a lower corporate tax than us. You know what that means? The corporations wrote it like that in the U.S. because they wanted to go to China. It means they won't base themselves here because we have the highest tax in the world.
Okay. But then, again, we need to look at the fact that China is one of the places that is on Trump product label.
It's Mexico. He's been totally honest. He said, listen, people won't buy a tie that costs $100, but they will buy one that's $50 that I pay $20 to get made in Mexico. As soon as we change things, I'm going to build stuff here. A lot of what he does build is here. He's been totally honest. I get stuff made in Mexico.
I'm about making our country more powerful and reliant on itself, like he does preach. And it's just, like I said to a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of separatism going on.
I've got to jump. I'm going to come back with more calls in 70 seconds. Sarah, and I understand it is a dangerous, scary time. The whole power structure, the internal emails, Bohemian Grove, the whole elite hate Trump. Foreign leaders, the communist Chinese president, the Saudi Arabians. Believe me, Trump is the guy. He's for real. It's why they're so scared. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
It's Monday, September 26, 2016. With only 42 days left until the general election, we are in the final countdown. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.